Now, before we hear from the village, I have a little story I want to tell that I'll preach a little bit later on. But this is a story that I made up a long time ago. I was in Bible school in 1977, 76, and I took a class called Child Evangelism. And one of our assignments was to write a children's story. So it's been 50 years since I've had a chance to tell this story. So I've told it over the years. And so Bethany's going to help me with the illustrations, okay? To walk around here just showing each section. This story is about a nail named Rusty. And the title of my story is From Rusty to Trusty. And you'll see why. So here's my picture of Rusty the nail. Now, some things about this story are true, and some things about this story or make-believe. And we'll talk about the difference in a little while, okay? So one day, there was a carpenter by the name of Jesus. Ever hear of him? Yeah. A lot, right? And he was working in his carpenter shop, and he looked down on the floor, and there was a lot of wood chips and sawdust, and then he saw this little bent-up nail. Had been there a long time, and it was all rusted. What do you do when you find a nail like that? Usually you throw it away. Nails are not too expensive, and so you can find a nice straight nail. You don't need that little rusty nail, but not Jesus. He looked at that nail and he said, you know, that nail is perfect for what I need. Okay, so show everybody Rusty. If you haven't seen him already. Okay. And so Jesus actually picked up that nail, and the first thing he did was he straightened Rusty out. See? Now he's straight. Before, Rusty was crying and sad. That's probably why he was so rusty, because he was crying. But now his whole countenance changed. Now he was happy. Somebody took an interest in him. Somebody noticed him. Here he thought he was all forgotten. I did that already, right? Okay. And then Jesus took his polishing cloth and cleaned him up and got all the rust off. You can see by your expressions, you're fascinated, right? Now, I've straightened out nails sometimes when I needed them, usually because I've run out of nails, and so I needed that one really bad, but I never took a polishing cloth and polished my nail. Well, what did Jesus need that nail for? Why did he go out of his way to give it such attention? Well, Jesus wore sandals, and he needed a nail to hold his sandal strap in place so it wouldn't fall off his foot. Now, already you're thinking, that's a pretty big nail for that little sandal. I know. Like I said, some things are imagination, okay? And Rusty was so happy. Now he had a purpose in life. He had a reason for living. Somebody loved him and gave him a job to do. And so he was determined that he was going to do the best job he could. He was going to keep that strap in place so that Jesus could travel wherever he needed to travel. And so, every day, Jesus would put on his sandal, and he looked down at Rusty, and Rusty would look up at him, and he'd say, okay, Rusty, I'm going to need you today. I've got to go to Samaria because there's a woman at the well, and I have to go talk to her. And that's a long walk, and I don't want to do it barefoot. And then there were other places Jesus had to go. And so every day was an exciting adventure for Rusty and for Jesus and the disciples. And Rusty sometimes would say, Jesus, where are we going today? He never knew where Jesus would take him. Sometimes I went on a boat. Sometimes I climbed up a mountain. Sometimes I went to a city. And so he would look down at Rusty and say, you're doing a good job, Rusty. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work. And he said, you can depend on me, Jesus. I'll be right here. But one day Rusty, he got very dusty. He went from rusty to dusty. You know, while Jesus was walking, he gathered a lot of dust. That's why when in Bible days and in other parts of the world, when you go to someone's house, the first thing they do is wash your feet, because you're walking on dusty roads and they don't want all that in the house. And so sometimes Rusty would get a little dusty, and he would look up and he couldn't see Jesus very clearly. And so he said, Jesus, I can't see you too clearly. Can you dust me off? And Jesus was always very happy to wipe off the dust so that Rusty could see him nice and clear. But you know, there are times when we get distracted, and that's what happened to Rusty. One day, while Jesus was walking, or actually, he was sitting, I don't know what he was doing, but Rusty heard something. He heard two other nails talking about a very important job that they were going to do. But they needed one more nail. And they said, oh, this is an important job. We're going to go down in history. People are going to talk about what we did for years. And then Rusty thought about himself and how nobody even knew that he was there except Jesus. And half the time he was covered with dust and had to be dusted off. And so he thought, I'd like to be famous too. I'd like to do something really important, not just hold a sandal on someone's foot. But whatever they're talking about, I'm in. I volunteer. And so he jumped out of the sandal, and he called over to those guys, and he said, guys, you need another guy? I volunteer. Here I am. They said, great. Now we got our three nails. And so he said, well, what are we going to do? And he found out that he was going to be one of the nails that was... I know it's a children's story, but... He was going to be one of the nails to go through Jesus' hand when they nailed him on the cross. And he felt terrible. You're going to do what to Jesus? Jesus is so kind. Jesus, everywhere he went, he helped people. Why would anybody want to nail Jesus to a cross? And of all nails, why would he want to be one to be part of that? Oh, he felt terrible, and so he said, nothing doing. And he went back to Jesus, and when he got to Jesus, the sandal was off on the side. And Rusty was crying. And he said, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I left you. I'm sorry I stopped doing what you told me to do. I thought there was a more important job, but I found out that job that was important to others was a terrible thing. And I didn't want to be any part of it. And Jesus said, I missed you, Rusty. He said, you know, it was very hard to get around with my sandal flopping off all the time. There were places I wanted to go, and you know, I had to make a special effort. It wasn't easy. You didn't think that job was important, but it was. It was important to me. And that's the most important thing, that it's important to Jesus. And so he said, I'm sorry, and Jesus forgave him. And Jesus said, now, I'll put you back there, but you have to promise me that I can depend on you, that you're going to be trustworthy, that you'll stay there no matter what. Serve me. And so they did that bad thing to Jesus. Just like they said, they found another nail. But Rusty was right there, suffering along with him. You know, sometimes as Christians, it's not always easy. And Jesus suffered, and we have to go through some hard times. And Rusty just hung on with all his might. And he stuck by Jesus' side through all of it. And then Jesus died. But Rusty found out that Jesus didn't stay dead. What happened after 3 days? Right, he rose again. Jesus came back to life, and then Jesus, after some time, went up into a mountain, talked to his disciples, and he gave them some further instruction. And then a cloud lifted him up into the sky, and he lifted off the earth, and he went right up to heaven. And guess who went up there with him? Rusty the Nail, who now's name, you know, the Bible says we have a new name in heaven. Well, his new name was Trusty, because he wasn't very trustworthy to begin with, but Jesus knew that if he let Jesus have his way in his life, that Jesus could trust him, do the job, and finish the job that God had called him to do. Okay, now, I'm going to talk about this later, but I want you to be thinking about it, okay? There are some things about that story that are make-believe, right? Like talking to Nails. And Nails talking back to you. Okay? I mean, if you talk to Nails, there's doctors that we can send you to help you. So there's a lot of things that maybe as you were watching the picture, looking at the pictures and hearing the story, you said, well, that's true. There was a man named Jesus, and he was a carpenter. And that's true that he did travel all over healing people and doing miracles and showing kindness and love. And that's true that they did nail him to the cross. Now, we don't know if he had his sandals on. Probably not. And I don't know that Rusty was there either, but you got to use your imagination. And so we're going to decide what was true and what wasn't true. And then we're going to learn some lessons from that story in a little while as we look into the Word of God. Praise God. Well, let's hear from our villagers now. These lovely young ladies who've been working so hard and seeking the Lord so faithfully.
Come, Sister Bethany. Did you get a good grade?
I did get a good grade, good. Yes, thank you. Now I'm looking for a publisher.